going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too.
All right. Well, just in time for the weekend. I got Leaf in here. Thanks for coming by, man.
Oh, of course. You know, I try not to let you down.
I know that you're going out on the water, but it's been a while. It seems like it's been at least a week since we've talked.
Yeah.
What has been happening? We've had rain. We've had a general warming, slowly warming up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you know, it's definitely warming up, like you said, in those lowland lakes. And, so some of these fish are really kind of preoccupied by wanting to spawn.
Yeah.
So
that always slows things down.
Yeah. People have probably noticed a little bit of a dip in the success rate out there. And that just kind of, you know, for me, would make me change plans and head on to the next phase, because you always want to hit everything when it's at its best point.
Sure.
You know.
Being, next phase being what?
You know, we got some of those spiny rays starting to wake up.
Yeah.
And I have had so much fun over at Leader Lake with just a little black woolly bugger and stripping that in, targeting structure and getting really nice sized crappie. Mm-hmm. I was, I was brought to believe there really weren't such a thing as a 12-inch crappie until one day I caught multiple over 12 inches up there.
Really? I don't think I ever have, but yeah. I sure like
thought they were a myth.
I like eating crappie.
You and me both.
They're good fish. Mm.
You and me both. And there's a little bit of perch up there. There's a little bit of everything up there. So that one can be really fun this time of the year.
I was thinking the other day as I was listening to us talk that I need to stop every once in a while and question you about things. Only partly because
Make sure to keep me honest, you mean?
No, no. One,
or on my toes.
No, one half of me loves the sort of the poetry of the talk. But the other thing is, well, some people may not know what we're talking about. When you say targeting structure, you're talking about underwater features.
And, you know, with crappie, really, they want the really complex stuff, and bluegill too. So you're looking at stuff that's not only under the water, but it's right there on the shoreline. It's those old kind of dead bushes or even the live ones that grow with their leaves and branches overhanging by a good 4 or 5 feet.
Okay.
And then stuff underneath of there, that is going to be the magical recipe. That with, like, you know, I would say about a 15-foot mean depth leading up to about 3 to 6 feet there, kind of a nice flat zone with a lot of structure for them to hide from.
That's the deal.
Fish that might prey on.
They're hiding.
Right, exactly.
They have a little bit more of a I'm prey mentality.
Right. But you do get some of those big old crappie that are able to prey on at least the fry of some of those other fish.
And they
pack on the pounds. You use a little copper fly, like a copper john under an indicator, and just kind of move it a little bit at a time. Or I like to just toss in there as close as I can and just kind of twitch a black woolly bugger out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit and they fight.
Yeah, they're fun.
As you know, like a lot better for their size than you would think. I'd say pound for pound, they're a true little champion.
Yeah, no, they're fun. And like you said, it's one of the only shows in town right now. So
yeah, well, and that, like I was saying too, I mean, I talked about it, I think, last week, but I'm trying to get up to Rock Lakes. It's a perfect time to get up in there.
Okay.
Brook trout up in that top lake, so you don't even have to worry about the spawning thing up there until fall. And, you know, you get real beautiful brook trout, best hit with a float tube. And there again, black woolly bugger.
Yeah.
I've done both in one day and didn't have to switch bugs. And it was just great. Got, you know, about 40 brook trout in an hour and a half up there one day from anywhere from 6 to 16, 18 inches.
Well, from a tube.
Yeah, from the tube is key. I've never done better than like 6 from the shore up there.
Yeah, yeah. And truthfully, you know, it's a little bit of work carrying a tube into some places, but I find it really relaxing.
Oh,
I love floating out in a tube.
It's like the Aqua Easy Chair.
Yeah.
The Lazy Boy.
And you're very in your element there.
Absolutely. And, you know, be careful. Always have some sort of secondary flotation. You know, think about that when you're out there, because you're in waders and everything.
Yeah, good idea.
Usually the back of those has a little bubble too, but I wouldn't really count on that. So a lot of the time, even just to kind of put me up a little bit further, and so my booty doesn't get as cold, I'll put one of those floatable, you know, seat cushions that I have for my boat underneath me.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah, just in case. Maybe I'm kind of phobic or whatever, but
well, probably,
trying to stay afloat.
With experience, I'm sure.
Trying to stay right side up there.
Earlier, we were talking about another season that's coming up that some people may not even know is a season.
Yeah. Unless you're Cajun or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crawdad season.
Crawdad
June season. June 1. And that segues right to the pictures of Beaver Lake that I saw, you know. And people have made it in there. I figured it was about that time. There's still a little bit of ice and snow on the other side. But I guarantee you the fish are up. And they're hungry. And they have been for a while. And there's getting to be some good-sized cutthroat in there when they figure out to eat the crawdads, too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yep. And they figure it out at about 15 inches, and then they just blow up, and they're brick red, probably from all that crawdad.
Yeah, yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So do you go out to focus on crawdads ever? Is that...
You know, a lot of the time, when I go up to Beaver Lake, most of the time, that's my focus.
That's what you
do. I'll try to fish, but it's hard to when you're really doing well. You know, the one day I remember they were filling the traps like 75 and in 15 minutes or something like that. It just has to be that right time of the year, and then they're just on. It was almost creepy. The whole bottom was coming at us.
Yeah,
it was
I
red.
Know.
And it had claws.
I know. I'm not quite sure what I think about crawdads. I mean, I eat them, but I've never really. I just
it's
never,
an experience. It's
yeah,
not just,
yeah. I've been.
It's
to
not
several...
really to get mass nourishment or anything.
Well,
just little bits of meat at a time.
Yeah, unless you are a fish who live in those lakes, then
yeah.
it's probably a major
then you're eating
food
the whole
source.
Thing, and it's that's a big whammy right there.
Yeah,
protein.
Yeah, that's a big one,
and a lot of keratin. You know, makes a real good taste.
So would you say the main thing right now, while we're waiting for rivers to open up on Memorial Day, is go a little bit higher than you have been going.
Exactly. Just get a little bit higher up. Try to find some cooler water. Try to find some fish that aren't that far into the whole spawning phase or aren't going to in the spring.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you need any more info, feel free to check out the blog there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, Matt Howe Fishing Adventures. We keep our blog up to date. Or just give me a call anytime you want. I'll throw some suggestions your way at 429-7298. And, hey, enjoy this spring. Get out there, get your fish on.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too.